Blackstone Audio presents The Golden Lad, The Haunting Story of Theodore and Quentin Roosevelt by Eric Burns. This book is read by Traber Burns. This book is dedicated to John Fontanella, 209 Russell Hall, Westminster College, New Wilmington, Pennsylvania, 16142. To this day, the peer I admire most. Preface. The Grand Dream of a Little Boy. There were times when the boy thought of death. Not so unusual, really, and not so morbid. After all, death is life's biggest mystery, and bright children like Titi are inherently curious. They try to imagine the void, the end of all sensations, but cannot do it. No one can. Especially those who have spent so little time being alive. But what Titi could imagine was how he wanted his own sensations to end. He wanted to die in war, he decided at an early age, a glorious death at a glorious moment for a glorious cause on a battlefield that historians would long remember. Since a person had to die, Titi decided, there was no better means of entering the realm of eternal darkness than to be struck by an enemy's bullet, especially after having struck a number of enemies first. It all seemed so glorious. Then again, he was just a boy. Part 1. The Beginning of the Story. 1. It was 1897.